On today's episode, we are talking about raising your vibration, recalibrating your frequency, and all the magical things you could do to make that happen. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Intuitive Femme Network. On today's episode, I really want to talk about the importance of raising our frequency, our vibration, and recalibrating our nervous system. As women, this is essential and so important for us when it comes to everything, everyday life, when it comes to our businesses, when it comes to our overall mental health, all of it. Okay, so on today's episode, we're going to get really, really clear on a few different strategies that we can use very quickly to help us snap out of that lizard brain, get out of that hyperactive, stressful energy, and sink back into our body and reconnect into our body. So I hope you're ready. All right, so for today, I really want to talk about four different methods that we can utilize as we move through stress. Something that we need to talk about, though, and it's a tough conversation, is unprocessed trauma, unprocessed stress. This is something that builds up in our body. It builds up as inflammation. It manifests as disease. We feel it in our bodies through things like fibromyalgia, the ascension pains that we feel, the ascension flu, things like that. That is all stuff from being dysregulated. This is, again, why it's very important for us to do the work to start clearing these things out. For those of you that are new to me or are unfamiliar with my Untangled process, which is a 12-week intensive where you work one-to-one with me or one of my certified practitioners, and we go through systematically to clear out five different traumas, wounds, whatever you want to call it, from the body. So we reprogram them with NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. We utilize some physical releases in the body as well to help move the energy out of the body. And we also utilize some proprietary processes as well. So it's a very, very powerful process. It's a very transformative process. And it's for those that are recognizing that they have blocks, that they've been kind of stuck repeating the same cycles, and they're ready to do something to intentionally clear this out. Now, as they go through this untangled process, I want to make sure that we're clear. This is on a process where we're having to revisit or relive bad things that happened to us. Do we need to identify them as we go through it? Absolutely, but we don't stay there. We don't stay there at all. We go ahead, we identify it, it's okay, we see it, we're going to go ahead and just clear it out. There's no need to beat that drum, right? This is how healing happens. What happens a lot of times is that we stay in these heightened states. We stay in these energies of making us feel more stressed out, and that's not beneficial to us. We don't need to relive stuff in order to heal and process it. We need to get it out of our body, and we need to repattern our connection to it, period. There is no need to go in and really dig at it, pick at the wound, anything like that. That's what makes the untangled process so powerful and allows us to go in and very intentionally clear out up to 50 different limiting beliefs and programs that have been stored in the body because of situations that felt hurtful to us as we were growing up and into our older years. It could have happened in any time. Okay, so if you want more information on that, look for the link around this video so that you can apply to work with one of my practitioners or myself. Having said that, let's move on to the different processes that you could start doing right now that are going to help you when you start feeling caught up in that energy, when you start feeling that energy kind of overwhelming you and taking over you. Before I really dive too deep into any of them, though, I want us to understand what's happening in those moments. Okay, so we have our lizard brain, All right. This is like my psychology background right here. And yes, that is what it's called, the lizard brain, where we go into that flight or fight or freeze, right? What happens though, if we get to the point where we're freezing, this is because our nervous system is so utterly and completely dysregulated that we shut down. This is where we start feeling those like palpitations. This is where we start feeling the overwhelm, the anxiety, all of that kind of stuff. What we're meant to experience when we have a stressor, it used to be like, you gotta run from the bear, right? And so we would release all that cortisol, sex hormones would shut down, and we would get all that insulin and glucose flowing through so that we're really picking up and taking off and being able to run, right? But now our stressors or threats are not really in the 3D physical anymore. They're in our mind. So when our body still responds in this way and dumps this energy, we go into lizard brain, and then we have all of these hormonal releases that are happening in our body, and then they have nowhere to go. They're not used for that energy, right? So what happens to them? I'll be honest, and this is not my zone of expertise. This is just for personal research, but it gets stored as fat. So as we're seeing our bodies kind of responding, we're seeing the trapped energy, right? The unprocessed energy, and we're getting all of these releases into the body, and it's getting stored. And where does the body store extra? It stores it in our fat. So this is something that is all connected. So moving from that information, we need to understand that when we feel that threat, one of the first and most effective things that we could start doing for ourselves is to get up and start walking. Okay? Start doing something where we are moving, where we are moving our body. When we're feeling stressed, we're feeling something coming over us, and we're like, oh gosh, this is a lot. We need to get up and move. The reason for this is just like what I just said. We release all of these hormones into the body, and the body doesn't know what to do with them. So then they get stored, they turn toxic, they become other things, right? Energy can either be created or destroyed, just transmuted and transformed, right? So we can either use that energy for energy, or it's going to get stored in our body and create an imbalance, a dysregulation. Those are our choices. So when we feel that influx happen in our body, get up and start moving forward. You want to do something where you're moving forward, because remember, the brain said, oh, there's a threat, there's a bear after us. If we decide to go ahead and start walking, go out for a walk, walk around the house even, maybe even do, I'm going to go do laundry right now. I'm going to go walk up the stairs and do this and move and create something. Getting the body flowing and moving is going to help use up that stuff that was released, and therefore it won't be stored in the body energetically or physically. All right. So that's my first tip, is to make sure that you're getting up and moving, and make sure it's a forward movement, because we want to tell the brain, I'm moving away from this threat, and I'm completing this cycle, and I'm allowing myself to continue with my day. The threat is behind me and it's gone. All right. So very important. The next thing that we can utilize is referred to as EMDR. This is the rapid eye movement from left to right. Now, we need to understand that we're living in a culture that is really set up to stress us out. Okay? When we are scrolling our feed and we're looking up and down, this actually creates more stress in the body. Versus left to right, we're making the two different hemispheres in the brain activate and work together. This actually switches us out of lizard brain. This is why the eye process is very helpful. There's also something called bilateral beats, okay? Not binaural beats, bilateral beats, where you'll hear, there's like meditative music, and you'll hear a pop, 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 and it switches ear to ear. The reason for this is, again, to get us back into the hemispheres of our brain and out of lizard survival brain. I will say I love bilateral beats. This is actually something that I use to heal from my last narcissistic relationship. Okay. So, because y'all know that stuff will get to you and it really messes up your brain and messes up your mind. And utilizing that was so powerful. It was so, so helpful. And I'm grateful that I found that and discovered that at that time. Okay. So that is something very easy that we could do, even if it's the end of the day and we're like, oh gosh, I'm stressed. Things aren't going the way that I want. Maybe we're in the middle of our work day and we're feeling stressed about something. Maybe we're feeling discouraged. You need to have headphones. So pop on some headphones, put in your earbuds, and listen to that for about 10 to 15 minutes and just let yourself sink back in. You can also utilize a mantra, one of my favorites, when I'm feeling stressed about the outcome of something, is I repeat over and over, I expect to experience the highest possible outcome. I expect to experience the highest possible outcome. I will also add in, everything is working out for my highest good. Everything is working out for my highest good. Okay, allowing yourself to sink back into the body and just repeating this. You can have your hand on your heart. You can utilize thymus tapping, which is something else that helps to regulate the nervous system. But by listening to those bilateral beats and just repeating that mantra, you are completely recalibrating your energetics and your nervous system and helping to shut down that cortisol response. And it's allowing you to reconnect into your body, reconnect with your intuition and with your womb space so that you can operate from intention and take aligned action that is from our intuition and from divine guidance and not from fear. Okay, I've got my notes. That's why I keep peeking over here. The next thing that we could utilize is breath work. Okay, breath work can be really, really powerful. I'm going to share with you two different breath work techniques that I love to use for myself, and I also use with my clients a lot. So the first one, I personally refer to this as the womb heart breath. I don't know what it's actually called. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to blow smoke. I have no idea what it's actually called, but I refer to it as the womb heart breath. And what this is it's a double inhalation followed by an exhalation that sounds like a sigh of relief. So think about when you've had like a busy day and you finally get to come home and sit down in a comfy chair and you just, right? It's just that release of that energy. Okay, so that's how that exhale is going to sound. Your double inhalation, first we're breathing all the way down into the lungs to allow our womb space to expand. Then we continue that inhalation and intentionally bring it up into the top of the lungs, allowing for more air to come inside and activate the heart space. And then we exhale. All right, so I'll show you. I'll do an example. So for those that are seeing me, you're going to see that my womb space comes out, and then I'm bringing it up into my heart, and then I'm sighing that out. The second breath work exercise is the bee humming. This is something that we could do. It's a little less strenuous, might be good for like a beginner practice. The other one could get a bit overwhelming, and we don't want to do it for more than 10 minutes. Especially when we're first starting out, the most we want to do with that womb to heart breath is about 20 minutes total. Okay. It could get pretty intense. We could feel some tingling. We could feel a little lightheaded, and you want to make sure that you're doing it lying down. All right. So the bee hum, that one can be sitting up or you could be lying down. This was a little bit easier. So for those that know this, when you hum, there's something in the brain that kind of shifts off, and we cannot have negative thoughts while we're humming. Think about it when you were a kid and like your mom would hold you and like hum. There's something just very relaxing about that. And it has some kind of intuitive response in the body. So this is something that we're going to play off of and pull on. All right. So same thing. We're just inhaling. Inhaling slowly through the nose. And then as you exhale, place your tongue, the tip of your tongue, right behind the edge of your teeth. And then allow the sound to come out, like the breath. There we go. The breath to come out with a hum. So I'll do it for you. So you're going to need your mouth open for that exhale. We breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, allowing that hum. That is also going to help you regulate your nervous system and affect your vibration. Very helpful to, again, have some type of mantra. You can adopt one of mine or make up your own that you can repeat as you're going through those processes. Okay? The last thing that we're going to cover are somatic exercises. So we hear a lot about somatic exercises, right? Where it's like, you know, what is somatic exercises? What does it do? Somatic exercises are really anything that create movement in the body to release stored energy. That's really what it is. But a lot of them would be considered gentle movement, like yin yoga, where you hold some stretches to allow release in the body. Okay, so that's a really great example, but we can do somatic exercises ourselves. This is something I teach with my light language certification, where we are light weaving. This is actually something I do for myself every night, is I channel light language as I move through and do somatic exercises. So we could do this big, right, standing up and really move around and allow our body to intuitively guide us, placing our hands wherever, tapping. I've done so many different things that I just intuitively feel guided to do, where I just go in to tap, I tap, brushing things off, tapping around certain areas. It's like the body knows and our intuition knows where stuff is stuck. Okay, so allowing ourselves to really tune into this. So example, what I will do, I'm going to channel some light language for you right now. I'll stop there. I could go and go and go and go. For those that are just hearing this, I was also doing some movements with light weaving. For those, obviously, that got to watch that on YouTube and inside my private Facebook community, that is an example of light weaving. So allowing our body to intuitively show us and tell us, where do I have trapped energy? And allowing ourselves to express it. So not only by bringing in the light language are we channeling these healings, but we're also allowing the energy to flow out. I learned something really interesting today, that our vocal cords and our cervix were the same tissue when we were in utero. And then they separated as we grow. Okay, this is really profound information, because how often have we found that we suppress our voice? We don't speak up. We don't say what we need to. We feel embarrassed to try to channel light language, right? It's like, ooh, this like feels weird. And then we're very disconnected from our womb space, which is the space that we have access to the divine. We're literally portals for the divine to bring new souls in, and we convert them into an entire human being. This is magic. This is power. This is why the feminine has been oppressed and suppressed for so long. So when we're disconnected from our voice, we're also disconnected from our power, which is in our womb space. So allowing yourself, even if you do some movement and start kind of playing around with that and do humming, right? Allowing energy to move through those vocal cords, reconnecting with your voice. That is going to be a very powerful way to recalibrate your energetics and to raise your vibration. That is what I have for you today in today's episode. I would love to hear in comments what you found was most helpful, what your takeaways were, maybe some aha moments for you. I would love to hear your feedback and to see what all you learned from today's episode. And until next time, I'll see you soon. Blessings to you and namaste.